heroes and villains always have the same backstory, pain. The difference is what they choose to do about it. Villain says, the world hurt me, I'll hurt it back. The hero says, the world hurt me, I'm not going to let it hurt anybody else. Heroes use pain. Villains are used by it.
You see this guy here staring back at you?
Yeah.
That's your toughest opponent. Every time you get into the ring, that's who you're going against. I believe that in boxing, and I do believe that in life.
If you want to know something about yourself, sit on your bed one night and say to yourself, what's one thing I'm doing wrong that I know I'm doing wrong that I could fix, that I would fix? It's like, you meditate on that, you'll get an answer. And it won't be one you want, but it'll be the necessary one.
Is that when it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life. And that I can't do.
See, the thing about life, we're going to die, right? Eventually, we're going to die. But our legacy can live on. The impact can be non-perishable forever. But it's got to be built right. And we got to take advantage of the time we have right now. If you want it bad enough, you find a way. If you don't want it bad enough, you find an excuse.
Your mind has to be stronger than your feelings. Your mind has to be stronger than your feelings. Think about every poor decision you've made in your life.
Gosh.
There was more emotion that was involved in it than there was mind. Every single one of them. Think about it.
It really was.
Your feelings keep you in bed. Your mind tells you, get up.
And how it looks. It looks very ugly. There's no fucking passion. There's no fucking motivation. There's no, oh my God, man, It's every day of your life just doing. No passion. No discipline. No motivation. All these words, I hate people. I hate that so many people fucking use these words now because it's watered. It's someone sitting in a room by themselves and they figure themselves out and say, God, this is going to fucking suck. Where's passion when you're 300 pounds? Where's the motivation when you can't read and write? Where is it? So how did this happen? I just did. I said, maybe at the end of this journey, there'll be something there for me. If not, I can read. If not, I'm 185 fucking pounds. There's no magic potion. There's no, let me wake up and look at some shit. No. All those words are overused. They're bullshit. It's all bullshit. Just do.
I don't care what you're going to do, but go out there and make something of yourself for God's sake. Be an honest person and work and get to the top of whatever it is that you want to get to the top of. Stand up for yourself like a respectable human being and be a bit of a light on the world instead of a blight.
Because if I just think, well, tomorrow I'm just going to coast and eat Twinkies and watch TV. Oh, hello, sadness, my old friend. Hello, depression. Because when you're not doing anything, you feel like shit. And that's just a part of being a human being. And we can pretend that we're something other than what we really are. And we can pretend, nah, me, man, I'm just cool, just chilling, doing nothing. Bullshit. You're a fucking human. You're a human being. You evolved from the fucking hundreds of thousands of years of hunters and gatherers and people that were struggling. Those human reward systems are carved deeply into your DNA. And if you don't respect that, if you don't respect the mechanism of happiness and fulfillment and what you really need to do in order to feel satisfied in life, camaraderie, love, family, friendship, struggle, testing yourself, learning, all those things are imperative. They're all a giant part of being a person.
You know, trial and error. You know, you grow up and you make game winning shots and it's awesome. You come back the next day and miss a game winning shot and it's misery. And then the next day comes and you're back playing again. And you understand that life has this cyclical nature where it's, you know, what you do on Monday, it's fantastic. But then Tuesday is a bad day. But guess what? There's Wednesday. Yeah. So are we just supposed to live our lives like this the whole time? You know, versus just staying like this and understanding that it's really just a journey of evolution every day is just constant improvement, constant curiosity, constantly getting better. The results don't really matter. It's the figuring out that matters.
Whenever I get to a low point where I think, why do I even bother? I just remind myself, this is where most people stop. And this is why they don't win. And this relates to another one, which is a reminder for the gladiators in the arena who feel beat up and scarred with no hope in sight. Building a business is hard. Hard feels shitty. This is what hard feels like. And this is why most people can't do it, but you can. This is what hard feels like.
It's 1 a.m. I'm going for my third workout. Do I want to go to the gym? Absolutely not. I'd rather, you know, lay in my house and sit in the movie theater and watch movies. But, you know, to be the best, you got to work overtime. To be the best, you got to work overtime.
No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. The bottom line is, no one's coming.
Guess what? No one gives a fuck. You gotta get the motherfucker in. Sometimes life can really hijack your fucking mind. When that happens to you, you're all fucked up. Your goals, your ambitions, everything is out the fucking window. In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the fuck over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you failed a test in school. You worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the fucking test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't fucking get it. Someone else does. Maybe they kiss better ass than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours. Get after it. Stay hard.
You're not afraid of failing. You're afraid of what other people will think of you if you fail. But if you're afraid of that, imagine what they think of you when you aren't even trying. Oh yeah, they aren't.
So like, I think to myself, man, I'm afraid of doing this. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm afraid of what this person's going to think about me. Because if I were to be able to fail in quiet, in complete isolation, then I wouldn't care. And then I think, well, what if I don't succeed in public? What do they think then? Nothing, right? They don't think about me at all. And so obviously that comes from the perspective of seeking to gain approval and attention from others anyway. So it's like, listen, if you're insecure, which everybody is, let's be real, you might as well use the insecurity to get something out of it. And so a lot of people think that they need to fix their conditions in order to get like the perfect conditions before they start. But the perfect condition is whatever one you're in, because it gives you whatever assets you have. That's the cards that you're dealt. And so it's, you just play the hand. And a lot of people have great cards. It's like, man, I'm so afraid of it. It's like, use it. It's like, I have nothing. What makes you very dangerous, because you have nothing to lose, is that there's always an advantage and a disadvantage from every position. It's like, there's always a position and there's always an advantage. Also, you just have to play the one you've got. And most people just look at what everyone else's advantages and don't think, which one do I have?
It's not you that's afraid of failing.
Yeah.
You're afraid of other people's opinions about why you're going to fail.
So when I win, it's awesome. It's always great to win. Winning is a great feeling in business, in sports, in life. Losing is never fun, but it's part of the game. You know what I mean? If you want to be in the game, it's sports, it's business or whatever, there's going to be wins and there's going to be losses. And you have to take them both in stride. If you are the type of person that's on social media and people say horrible things to you and you get depressed and da-da, you shouldn't be on social media. You know what I mean? These are all part of being in the game. When you're in the fucking game, great things happen and really bad things happen, and you got to take it all in stride, and you got to pick yourself up the next day, strap your fucking shoes back on, and get out there and go to fucking war again. That's how it works.
The person that finishes the race with their hand held, isn't it about the you know, how big they are, how tough they are, their potential? It's their perseverance, meaning it's not about the dog that's in the fight. It's the fight within the dog. Well, yeah, it's a shitty situation. I got to go to work because I got to pay the bills and support my family. But you know, it doesn't mean I have to shortcut my success in what I'm doing. I'll find a way to work this out.
Listen, every day when you get out of bed, life's standing right there to kick you in the fucking face, man. Could be anything. Could be you get up and you walk downstairs, you got a fucking flat tire and you're late for work and you got this and that. Life is going to throw all kinds of crazy shit at you, right? And you have to be ready for it, and you got to fucking deal with it. You can't curl up into a ball. You can't run away from it. You can't hide. You have to take all this shit head on. You have to get up every day. When I get up out of bed, I strap up and I'm getting ready for fucking war, because I know I'm coming in here. I know a bunch of bad shit's going to happen that I'm going to fucking deal with. I thrive in chaos. I actually love chaos.
I set out a goal 2 years when I came back.
My name is Conor McGregor and I live in Lucan. I'm a professional MMA fighter with a record of 4-1. I'm an up-and-coming fighter, and without a doubt, you will see me on the UFC in the near future.
How do you do that? How do you predict these?
If you can see it here, and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen. So I see these shots, I see these sequences, and I don't shy away from them. A lot of times people believe in certain things, but they keep to themselves. They don't put it out there. If you truly believe in it, if you become vocal with it, you are creating that law of attraction and it will become reality.
It's a beautiful feeling when preparation meets opportunity, you know, nothing is impossible. You know what I mean? You can achieve anything.
If you have a clear picture in your head of something is going to happen, and a clear belief in that it will happen no matter what, then nothing can stop it. You know what I mean? It is destined to happen. And that's what happens. You know what I mean? It's perfect.
The more I listen to this, the better my life gets. If they don't have what you want, don't listen to what they say. There's no greater waste of time than justifying your actions to people who have a life you don't want.
That was a message to my younger self.
It's these moments, these decisions we make on a daily basis. Do we get up early and go for a run? Do we hit the snooze button? Do we go that extra rep in the gym and our body's dying? Do we push past that? All these little things are the inches that add up to be the measure of difference between first place and forever forgotten. Second place. Huge margins. If you look about your day, all these little moments of life, all these little opportunities are in your wheelhouse. You create them. And later in life, when you're crying because you came up short, stop being so selfish. Look back on your day. Examine it. Put it under a microscope. And have responsibility for your actions. Those inches you need to be number one then, which is now in the past, are around us every single day. It's not a bad break. It's not the ref making a bad call. It's that you get up that day and do those little tiny things, the little details, the little nuggets of life. That's what adds up to be the difference. If you're going to sit here and complain why you came up short without taking responsibility and looking at yourself internally first on all the opportunities you decide to pass on for comfort, then you're a shallow person, guys. If your day doesn't challenge you, don't ever expect to be changed by it. They go hand in hand.
He's hooking! He's hooking! Damn, Ron, come on! What's the matter with you?
Tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
Get back to fucking work. It's time to get back to work. Stop hearing yourself talk. Get off the podcast. Don't be on social media too much. Cut out all the fucking noise. Get back to the fucking mental lab. Because that's where the knowledge came from.
I think the best way to prove your value is to work. Is to learn. Is to absorb. To be a sponge. But you always want to outwork your potential. You know, as hard as you believe you can work harder than that.
But you have to learn how to fail. Because I'm going to explain this to you. I had big dreams. A lot of us have big dreams, big goals. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're going to have a lot of bad days, a lot of setbacks. So like when I was losing 106 pounds in 3 months, the first 2 months or first 2 weeks, it's like I was gaining weight. You know, I would lose a pound, gain two. So I was just failing. I kept failing and kept failing and kept failing. So I had to teach myself how to fail right. And what that means is when I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail zone. I have to be able to get up and get after the next day just as fast. I don't have time to stay here and feel bad for myself for weeks and months and years because I'll lose that time. So the big thing is know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen. So how fast do you get up from that? And you got to teach yourself that. But the biggest key to success in anything you do is you got to have an unlimited supply of fucking fuck you. This drive and passion. And it may come from nothing. Like for me, there was no passion, no drive, no nothing. But I had this fire that I'm going to be somebody.
This belongs to you. This is yours. Not everything you want, everything you already have, because what you have is substantial. You just haven't gone over the list and taken inventory in a long time. But the fact that you can walk, that's a blessing. The fact that you woke up, that's another blessing.
When you're on your way up, everyone roots for you because you remind them of their dreams. When you're at the top, everyone tears you down because you remind them that they gave up on them. And you have one, which is, for anyone who needs a reminder, no one is going to hate on you for doing worse than them.
I have never met anybody who became incredibly successful in any area of their life until they have suffered and sweated and sacrificed and kept their focus and fought through tears and trials and tests. And if you have a dream and you commit to it, it will come to pass.
Who am I? So going through all, I did it alone. There was no fucking trophy on the fucking wall on the mantle. That trophy's in my fucking brain. No one helped me get there. No one paid my fucking bills. No one did shit for me. No one ran those fucking miles, lost that fucking weight, went through it. I suffered on my own and developed this man who said, it's who I am, man. A very competitive, ultra competitive dude that take it what you want, man.
I call that personal sovereignty.
Exactly.
And there's not a lot of people that have that.
That's me.
And there's a lot of people that change who they are depending upon what people want from them. Most people struggle their whole life to find out who they are. Struggle their whole life to find out what defines them, what they actually enjoy and what they don't.
You start putting yourself in situations that suck, you'll find yourself.
Finding yourself through struggle.
That's it. It's the only way to find yourself. So I appreciate self-discipline.
Yes.
I never had, and the crazy thing about what, I didn't have a motherfucker come wake me up at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning and say, hey, you got to get your shit in. I had no trainer. I didn't have a nutritionist. It was the self-discipline that I had to survive, to not survive, survive was weak, to thrive. No one said, hey, man, you're 297 pounds, man. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to help. Hey, man, you're fucking, you're not smart. I'm going to help you out. I had to work at all this shit. I had to overcome and self-discipline is everything. And if you don't have it, I don't look at you right, because I know you're capable of more. It's not discipline so much for me. It's all on you. It's all on you.
We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us stronger. We were never satisfied, never finished. Rest at the end, not in the middle. And I took that to heart. I believe there's time for resting at the end, but for me, that time is not now.
It starts with an undying will, belief that the journey you're about to embark on is a winnable course of action, and that you can do it better than anyone's done it before. That belief is so ingrained in the will of the individual that creates the driving force of physical strength to turn into a maturity of something. Mental first, then this guy follows. If you don't have it up here, this motherfucker's lost. Doing the same thing over and over again does not challenge us. So therefore, we cannot grow from it. It's putting yourself through the fire constantly. That leads to the character, the individual, and the will. That's where that is born and bred from. Otherwise, it becomes benign, monotonous, boring. It's the challenges of life that creates the will and the confidence of the individual. The perishable aspects. I mean, if you don't use it, you lose it. Just like in the gym. If you don't work out, you go soft. If you don't challenge your confidence level of who you are, well, then you'll get soft mentally too. It's the challenges and the struggles and changing shit up that challenges us to create something. But in order to find that growth, you must first feel the pain. Two types of pain, guys. Pain that kills you, hurts you, injures you. And there's a pain of progress. It changes you. That's what we're going to embark on.
And it has to be there, because on all those bad days, on all those days you don't want to do shit, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. So to do that, you have to come into work, and work is, whatever your work may be, ready to go. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work like, be like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you this fucking damn motivated? Because this is what it takes. This is what the fuck it takes. And you got to get it from wherever you can. Whether you make up this illusion of your life
or this false reality that gets you motivated, whatever gets you motivated, it's got to be here at the tip of your brain at all times. Because in those dark moments, you gotta pull it out. So that's the big thing for me, man. I was always fired up at all times.
You don't achieve worthwhile goals quickly or easily. They take time. They take struggle. They take relentless pursuit day in and day out. That's what it takes. It's a slow process. A little slip here. A little setback over there. A little wearing down of discipline and will over time. That's the thing. Success and failure are generally slow processes. Either slowly building things up or gradually tearing them down.
I struggled my whole life, but I ran from it. So I started realizing, man, I got to start facing the struggle and I got to be mentally strong for the struggle. So that's why I started coming up with like, I'm training for life. Mentally, I'm training for life. I'm not training for like to lift 400 pounds. And I found out on my own pretty much is that through this, through discipline, through self-discipline, through repetition, through tons of repetition of the same thing that you don't want to do. And that's the key thing. Through repetition of things you don't want to do, you develop mental, like an armor for your mind. Start to armor your mind. Because your mind's like, okay, we suffer every day. It's what we do. We do stuff that sucks every day. So then when the suck stuff comes, you're ready for it.
And that's why I say you've got to pay attention. You have to watch. You have to watch every single second, because those seconds, they turn into minutes, and minutes turn into hours, and hours turn into days, and days turn into years. That second that just went by, that counted. And so did that second. And so did that one. And in those precious seconds, you were either building or you were decaying. You were either gaining ground or you were losing ground in that second. And in every second counts. So make every second count.
This is what it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.